Radio Niskor reports.
The following is a statement released by several associations of victims of Francoism, as well as human rights associations, regarding a governmental decision in Spain to finance activities of exhumation of persons who disappeared during the Francoist political repression. According to said decision, these activities are to be carried out under the responsibility of individuals or groups of individuals who claim a legitimate interest.
The organization's statement reads as follows. On December 16, 2005, an order of the Ministry of the Spanish Presidency was published in the Official Gazette establishing the regulatory basis for the provision of subsidies for activities relating to the victims of the Civil War and of Francoism.
Article 5 of the said order provides, the following projects may be eligible for subsidies, details of which will be specified in the corresponding official announcements. Investigation, exhumation, and identification of persons who disappeared violently during the Civil War or during the subsequent political repression and whose whereabouts are unknown, carried out under the responsibility of individuals or groups of individuals who claim a legitimate interest.
We believe that these specific activities are part of the legal responsibility of the state and cannot be delegated or subcontracted to individuals or groups of individuals without violating the existing law and international and European norms relating to
legal protocol concerning the procedure for disinterment and identification of victims, binding norms of forensic anthropology in the European Union,
norms deriving from the international obligations of the Spanish state, and in particular those deriving from international humanitarian law and international human rights. On January 3, 2006, we sent a letter to the Vice President, Doña Teresa Fernández de la Vega, President of the Interministerial Commission to Study the Victims of the Civil War and Francoism, to which we have not received a reply.
On January 18, 2006, a meeting was held with Deputy Álvaro Cuesta Martínez in his position as President of the Congressional Commission of Justice, during which the situation and the gravity of the same was explained to him in detail. Señor Martínez recognized that it was necessary to modify these points in the order of the ministry and that he would request the same.
The said meeting, which was requested by Equipo Niskor, was also attended by the Association of Relatives and Friends of the Second Republic Victims of Reprisals by the Franco Regime, the Association of Salamanca for Memory and Justice, and the Manuel Azaña Association. On March 16, 2006, there was a meeting with the deputies Ramón Jáuregui Atondo and Pedro José Muñoz as representatives of the Socialist Parliamentary Group, at which again the situation and its seriousness were explained in detail. At the end of the tense meeting, Deputy Ramón Jáuregui promised to send a letter to the Vice President of the government setting out our demand.
This meeting, requested by Equipo Niskor, was also attended by the Association of Relatives and Friends of the Second Republic, Victims of Reprisals by the Franco Regime, Association for the Creation of an Archive of the Civil War, the International Brigades, the Children of the War, and Resistance and Spanish Exile, AJE, Archive of War and Exile, the Association of Salamanca for Memory and Justice, and the Manuel Azaña Association. In view of the amount of time that has passed without any solution being offered to the situation, and given the seriousness of these acts, which may constitute a crime, we address the other associations of victims of the state, national and international human rights organizations, and public opinion as follows.
We consider that investigation, exhumation, and identification of persons who disappeared violently during the Civil War or during the subsequent political repression and whose whereabouts are unknown are the non-delegable responsibility of the state.
An order of the Ministry of the Presidency is not of sufficient legal ranking to establish norms of a criminal nature, and, less still, to amend criminal laws which deal with the investigation, exhumation, and identification of persons who disappeared violently.
This type of proceeding should be carried out under legal supervision by means of ordinary judges and with the participation of the public prosecutor. It should be a matter of ordinary proceedings with the necessary procedural guarantees of any state government by the rule of law.
The order of the Ministry of the Presidency could be interpreted as legislation outside the criminal legal system in force, therefore constituting a legal exception, and as such, violative of the existing constitutional order and of the European Convention on Human Rights.
The treatment that should be given to the investigation, exhumation, and identification of persons who disappeared violently is also regulated by laws at the European level and by laws arising from international conventions.
Illegal disinterment is a crime, and in this case, one exacerbated by the fact that it concerns possible victims of crimes against humanity. Thus, illegal disinterments will contaminate and/or destroy evidence and elements of proof of the commission of the same.
We call on all the victims' associations and their families to ensure that this illegal method of proceeding is stopped, as it will signify the definitive disappearance of the remains, the manipulation of which is equivalent to collaboration in the consummation of the crime that was originally committed.
We demand that the public prosecutor complies with the provisions of the Organic Statute of the Public Prosecution Service and takes action to defend the victims who are unable to have any judicial representation guaranteeing the right to justice and due process.
This statement has been released in Madrid on March 29, 2006, and is endorsed by
the Association of Relatives and Friends of the Second Republic Victims of Reprisals by the Franco Regime,
the Association for the Creation of an Archive of the Civil War, the International Brigades, the Children of the War, the Resistance, and the Spanish Exile, AGE, Archive of War and Exile,
Association of Asturias for Historical Memory,
Disappeared of the Civil War and Republican Exile, Despaje,
Equipo Niscor,
Forum for Memory Federation, Forum for Memory, Eastern Asturias, Forum for Memory Segovia, Forum for Memory Burgos, Forum for Memory La Rioja, Forum for Memory Santander, Forum for Memory Madrid Autonomous Community, Forum for Memory Valencian Community, Forum for Memory Castilla-La Mancha, Forum for Memory Huelva, and Forum for Memory Jaén.
Friends of the Fallen for Liberty, 1939 to 1945, Historical Memory of the Murcia Region,
Graguero Group, León,
Luis Bello Foundation,
Manuel Azaña Association,
Republican Institute of Human Rights.
For further information on the question of impunity in Spain and crimes under Franco, you can visit Equipo Niscor's specialized web pages.
This program has been produced by Radio Niscor with the collaboration of the Shell Center for International Human Rights at the Yale Law School and edited and post-produced at the studios of our European office in Belgium on April 17, 2006.
You've been listening to Radio Niscor. Thank you.